So you'd go two routes, right? Routes. What movie is that from?
Not Roots, which is what I was going to
do. It's just a guy high
roots!
On the fumes.
Routes! Roots!
The fumes from another slave's dead body underneath a boat. It's Routes.
I'm a stone.
I'm a stone.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What the fuck is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Real ass dude. What's up, doggies? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things, coming at you with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
Good morning. Happy Monday, buddy.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. Feeling fucking nice. Feeling toasty. Fucking feeling good. Feeling energetic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
daddy.
Yeah, very happy to have this guy on the show. Been a while from the Thing Is podcast, right here on the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Figgs is back on the show, and from Chakra Poppers, the brand new Chakra Poppers. Ladies and gentlemen, Sydney Gant is back on the show.
Let's go.
What's up, doggy?
Chilling, man.
Gant.
Chilling, man. You're back here. You're in the fucking hot seat. You're good friends with Team Butterly, the entire team over there. So we're gonna try to get some information out of you today. Are you gonna fuck? Have you been watching Butterly train at all?
I not really. I haven't been able to see. Our jiu-jitsu room is in a different room than our striking room.
In your striking room. So he's training boxing at a jiu-jitsu school.
I mean, it's
information is being given right now. Information's been given. So right now, you're saying that he is training to box me at a jiu-jitsu academy.
Jiu-jitsu, mixed martial art, and kickboxing academy.
Okay, but it's not actually a boxing place.
I mean, it is now. It is right this moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Right. We'll see.
All of the resources are being funneled into Butterly right now.
Butterly's in Planet Fitness. Yeah. Breaking news, everybody. Dude, it's fucking gym. Yeah. It's cool, man.
We got Russian scientists there monitoring everything.
I love
for
it,
him.
Dude. Just
yeah, he's underwater for some reason. I don't even know. I don't know what's going on over there.
Dude, I'm doing fucking old school Rocky training. But like, yeah. I'm doing like when he went to fucking Rocky 3 where he found black people to teach him rhythm.
Yeah.
Dude, so I'm just fucking doing
tango, Rocky.
I'm doing salsa classes.
Go to Greece, Rocky. You're going to go to Greece, Rocky. You're going to dance in the water.
Yeah, dude, I fucking caught a chicken in Greece. I fucking ate it. That shit was fucking dope.
I don't want to eat feta cheese. Murph. We're done it.
We have a great show planned today. Very excited about today's show. Have not even looked at the notes. I don't even know if we're going to get to the notes today, Shannon, because I'm in a good mood. When I got over here, as soon as I got here, I'm pulling up the block, a car pulls the fuck out of a spot, free parking. Mm. Wow. Never happens. Mm. Never happens to me, ever. I mean, just couldn't have been any fucking...
You didn't even have to raise your voice at a lady?
Nope. Didn't have to do anything, dude.
That's pretty sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing, so, dude.
It was fucking the best. And actually, I just realized why free parking in Monopoly is such a big deal. Because I've never been through this emotion before, but whoever made Monopoly had this emotion at one point. He's like, dude, we got to make a fucking space on this game. When you find free parking,
we've got to make the best space ever. What is the best space? I don't know. Free parking. Oh my God. Free parking.
It really is.
I only create one on one corner of the board.
Just some fucking loser who just never has it. He's always down in his luck. He made Monopoly. This should be a space where you found a $20 bill.
Atlantic City is going to be the most expensive spot.
Yeah.
The boardwalk.
Anyway,
good for you, man. Happy.
Yeah, very happy with free parking, and as I was driving over here, I wonder if you guys can connect with this. I bet you a lot of our audience can connect with this. I was driving down the highway, and it was two lanes on each side, but it was like an actual highway. You know, it's where there's like a divider in the middle, like a stone divider, mm-hmm. like in the middle, right? So I'm in Jersey, I'm going boom, boom, right? And as I'm driving, there was a guy, just a dude wearing jeans, looked like a stonery type dude, and he was just fucking waiting for a moment that he could run across the highway, get to the middle stone divider, right? Step over it. And then fucking
get to his checkpoint.
He's got it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Frogger.
Yeah.
Like Frogger. So he was Froggering his way through the. And now I.
Similar spelling.
Yeah.
Dude, I was trying so hard to think of something else.
This Frogger was crazy.
Frogger. Right? Frogger.
This Frogger was crazy, if you know what I'm saying. That was a white guy. But I have played Frogger before. I have played Frogger before. I've been that guy. And I don't know how many people in real life have played Frogger. Like, I think that is the type of personality that you have to have where you're willing to risk your life to not walk to where you got to walk to, like whatever the thing is. Because when you're on a highway, it could be a quarter mile up the road where you can get like a place to cross through. But nobody really walks on highways in New Jersey. That's not even a thing. So to even be walking on a highway and then to also go, I got to get over there. I'm just going to fucking go for it. It takes a certain mentality. And I have that mentality. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. I've never seen anybody doing that where they look like a winner.
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever crossed a highway?
I have at the lowest point of my life, yeah.
Yes, dude. No, it's never at a high point.
Yeah.
It's always a low. Have you ever crossed the highway?
I had to get clothes off a highway once. I was my dad and my family, we were going to Florida on I-95, and he had suitcases strapped to the top of the van, and the latch went off, and it fell down. In the dark, my mom and dad were playing Frogger to get our clothes, and me and my brother were in the car fucking playing like Sega Game Gear. It was like, this is a long time ago, but yeah, it's wild. It's wild.
Yeah.
I watched my dad do
it. It's awesome you guys had actual luggage. Usually there's like plastic bags in that situation.
Yeah.
No, you know. Yeah. Big luggage, but it was held with Puerto Rican tape, so that shit blew right off, man.
Zach, have you ever Froggered on the highway?
Yeah, the house I grew up in, the park in like the main part of town was across a big road.
So you did this regularly?
Every day to go to the park.
But it was just to go hang out and smoke weed with your friends at the park. It was to be a shithead.
Yeah.
You weren't going to like help people. You weren't going to like fucking pick up.
No, I could have also walked like two blocks to a crosswalk.
Yeah.
But everybody just crosses this one spot and everyone almost died there.
We used to, this is crazy to me. When I was like in third grade or fourth grade, like to go to elementary school, like I would climb fences in people's yards, and it was like three streets over, right? And to walk, it would have been maybe 3/4 of a mile uphill in the snow.
Yeah,
snowed every day in Rockland.
The neighbors ever say anything like, "The fuck is this kid doing?"
If I saw a little fucking Puerto Rican crossing through my yard, dude, I would literally kill him. Just so you know, I would drown him in my pool.
Señor, please, I'm playing Frogger to get to the school. I go to PS 145, please, Mr. Gomez.
No fucking that's fucking crazy. To have a kid climb through over my fence, through my shit, like. Every day, I would, and not just me, other kids in the neighborhood, they would all climb the fences of everybody else. Like,
it was good times. People were nice.
It was just a different, I don't imagine people do that anymore.
Hell no. They build the fences higher now. Little bastards can't climb.
Fuck that, dude.
Damn. Did you ever encounter a neighbor? Did they ever go like, hey? And you're like, I'm just going to school. Does it at all?
I don't think so. I don't think ever.
Did you ever have to avoid a scary dog like a movie?
Yeah. So sometimes there was, all right, so you'd go two routes, right? Routes. What movie is that from?
Not Roots, which is where I was going to
be. It's just a guy high
Roots!
On the fumes.
Routes! Roots!
The fumes from another slave's dead body underneath a boat. It's Routes.
I'm a stone.
I'm a stone. Dude, I'm a Stoned is the greatest name of any podcast episode that's ever been made, dude. Holy shit, dude. I'm a Stoned. Fuck off, dude. No, it was Tommy Boy or Black Sheep. Which one was it? Where like the gas gets leaked in the car and they're driving. And they're like, that's a funny word, route. It's
I can't remember which one it is.
David Spade. Pull up the route scene. David Spade.
And Farley.
Chris Farley, routes. It's out there, I guarantee.
It might be Rhodes, but let's just...
No, it's not Rhodes, you, sure? Fucking... let me just say this.
Blame Shannon.
You stupid... This is going to sound harsh. If you're first...
Let it out.
No, if it's the first time listening to the show, this is going to sound harsh.
Yeah.
Me and Shannon have this relationship. This is okay.
Yeah.
You stupid bitch. Oh, man, that makes me mad.
So it seems like an overreaction.
You think it's Rhodes.
Hey, he's hosting a show, Shannon. Don't talk to him like that. Jesus fucking Christ.
You think it's Rocky Road ice cream. You retard.
Hit the route, bitch.
So I Googled Tommy Boy Root, and Black Sheep Rhodes scene came up.
Let's see. Oh, let's see.
Wait, if you're dude, wrong.
Dude, if it's Rhodes, I'm fucked.
Rhodes on it. Rhodes? Roots. I hear my kids. I can't say that word.
Rhodes.
Oh no!
Lewis, you stupid bitch.
Lewis, you're a fucking faggot.
Lewis, you dumb fucking Staten Island whore.
Lewis, can I just quickly? Guys, real quick, make sure you subscribe to the thing. Is also Lewis, you're a faggot.
Wow.
Thanks for subscribing to Gas Digital. Use promo code TTI. Make sure you got it. Anyway.
Doug, it was Rhodes.
You're an idiot, dude.
I've been saying that route joke for fucking 2 decades. Anytime somebody says route in front of me or route, dude, I'm like, route. Yeah. They look at me like I'm an asshole every time.
Yeah, and then you're like, what movie is that from?
Come on, Doug. You know the movie.
Oh, you don't know this movie? Movie, Doug.
Oh, come on. It was Beverly Hills Ninja, Doug.
I thought you were a comedian.
Dougie, I got so mad at Shannon for suggesting that it was Rhodes instead of Route.
I had your back the whole time, Shannon.
Uh-huh. Oh, fuck, dude. People in the racist live chat really love that. they really.
You know how funny that must have been for people that knew the whole time? No, dude. That clearly knew it was Rhodes.
Wow. The way you called her a stupid bitch.
So quickly.
So quickly.
Any, like, pause to, like,
oh, the first time.
Like,
yeah.
There's a disclaimer here. I do this. This is what we do. This is our thing.
The first time, listeners, make sure you subscribe to Gas. And also, Shannon, you stupid bitch.
This isn't an insult, because she's retarded.
Show the clip. Uh-oh.
We'd like to hear thousands of more hours of me abusing Shannon.
I don't think Shannon's ever been more wrong, to be honest with you.
Shannon, edit all that out. I'm dead ass. Shannon, I swear to God, if you don't edit all that out, every bit of that, it's you're fucking done.
You got it.
You're done in the business.
You better find a new route.
Ah, fuck you, dude.
Guess who's safe?
Damn, doggy.
Damn.
At least you got the parking spot today.
Got that parking spot. At least I wasn't crossing over the fucking.
Yeah.
And you still got the Ranger voice of the lady, and you got a parking spot. Yeah, that was pretty
it's
sick.
All good, guys.
You weren't frogging. Yeah.
You know, I'm also. Can I just say this? The difference between me and literally almost everybody else in the world is that I love being an idiot sometimes. Mm. Being wrong. It made for a funnier moment. If it was me just calling Shannon a stupid bitch because she said road instead of route, it would have been a little mean.
Yeah, it would have been like every other episode.
There would have been no payoff there. The payoff was me being wrong, and I'm willing to live in it.
Yeah.
I'm willing to. When I'm wrong, you know what I do? I crowd surf into my wrongness, and I say, carry me to the fucking stage, bitch. Let's go.
That's what you do into your rightness, too. It's like the same thing.
Same shit, dude. Yeah. Wrong or right. Well, that's the beautiful part. This is what I learned a long time ago. We're doing this right now with the Legion of Skanks live show. We're going to do our plugs here in a minute, but if you guys are in the New England area this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, or through Saturday, Legion of Skanks is going to the New England area, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and we're going to be at...
the Wilbur.
Yeah, that's in Boston, but the... I keep on trying to say fucking Mohegan Sun, the other casino.
Yeah.
Parks Casino?
What the fuck is the other casino in Connecticut?
Foxwoods
Casino. We're doing 3 nights in a row, but we're talking about, like, I'm essentially planning the whole live show, and I have a lot of, like, antics and shit planned, and they're like, dude, a lot of this isn't going to work. I was like, if it doesn't work, it's hilarious. Yeah. It's really funny if it doesn't work, and you get to blame it all on me. So who cares?
And people, please go to that. It is the first time all three Legion Skanks have been on the route together.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank our brand new sponsor, which is Strong Cell. This is a great product, and I just started my supplementation with Strong Cell. It is a scientific breakthrough in NADH supplementation. You don't have to pay thousands of dollars to get NADH into your system anymore. Strong Cell has developed a proprietary delivery system that combines NADH, CoQ10, marine collagen, and many other essential vitamins to boost your body's cellular function. These are cells that are in every area of your body, so if your cells are healthier, you're going to be healthier. This is not a stimulant and does not contain any caffeine. You don't have to worry about jitters or anything like that. This is improving health at the cellular level. And once again, this is not an overnight fix. It takes your body a little time to utilize the NADH, so give it a full month to see your results. NADH is like the power source for every living cell in your body. You already have it, but it declines drastically as early as your 20s. So right now, just visit strongcell.com and use the promo code RAP20 to save 20% off your entire order today. Once again, that's strongcell.com and use the promo code RAP20 for 20% off your entire order. Okay, where were we?
I can't stand it. Let's do our plugs. Let's get into our show. We have a lot of fun stuff planned on today's show. I'm very excited. We're going to pick Sidney Gantz's brain a little bit more and get more insight as to what Tim Butterly is doing to train to prepare for the war of the whores, October 1st in Las Vegas, Nevada, Skankfest, myself versus Tim Butterly. Sidney, what you plugging on?
Check me out on all the social media at SidneyGant.com, SidneyGantt. And then check out my podcast, Shocker Poppers, man, where we bring comedians on and we do the best we can to enlighten them by popping open their chakras. It might not come to be the case, but we definitely have a good time. It's a lot of laughs.
Hell yeah. If Sidney was a pro wrestler, his name would be Papa Chakra.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Figs, what you plugging on?
At Comic Mike Figs on everything. Check it out. Make sure you check out The Thing Is Dang with me and Shannon here at Gas Digital. Check out Fig Talk. If you're in the city, Comic Strip Live or The Stand, I'll be there emceeing. Make sure you guys come on by. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Comic Mike Figs.
Peace.
Zach Amico.
On the 26th, I'll be in Portland, Maine at the Portland Comedy Festival. I'm with Lewis at the Creek in the Cave, the 1st and the 2nd, Sunset Club on the 3rd, all in Austin. And then on the 8th through 10th, I'm at Side Splitters in Tampa doing all the late shows.
Hell yeah. Make sure you come see the Skanks this weekend. First time ever going out together. It's going to be a combination of live stand-up, live podcasts, just fun panel shit, stupid, dumb things that we've never done before. It's going to be a lot of fun, very offensive. Bobby Kelly going to be on Thursday night in Hampton Beach. And then Colin Turrell going to be both at in Boston and in Foxwoods. And then I think Karen Fian's going to be at the Boston show. So we got lots of special guests popping in, going to have a lot of fun. Creek and Cave, Austin coming up. Going to be promoting my special down in Austin. So look out for those podcasts that should be coming out right around the time that my special drops, which is going to be September 5th. So go subscribe to my YouTube channel and you guys can watch my brand new special for free. I'm very excited. I just put together all my notes. Really excited to show you guys what I've been working on. And then we're going out to England. The UK is finalized. I'm just waiting on a ticket link right now, but we're going to be in London. We're going to be in Glasgow. We're going to be in Amsterdam and maybe even a couple other cities while we're out there. So look out for myself, Dave Smith, co-headlining, special guests, Zach Amico, Robbie Bernstein, maybe some live podcasts happening. It's going to be a ton of fun. So look out for those. Then Zany's Rosemont, October 27th, 28th, Rosemont, Illinois. Skankfest coming up last weekend of September into the first, October 1st. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting us. Go support them. And make sure you subscribe to the new Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP30. Get a 30-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here in the network. Plus, you get an extra Real Ass podcast every single week. There's a third show that we do every week that is not available on YouTube or iTunes. So go down or go subscribe to Gas Digital and get the entire show, the entire on-demand library, all ad-free, uncensored, plus the racist live chat. And also check out the Regs. We just started a brand new monthly podcast, myself, Robert Kelly, Dan Soder, and Joe List. It's fucking hilarious. The first episode right now is on YouTube and on iTunes and everywhere else. We're recording another one this week that will be out next month. So, subscribe to the Regs, the classic Regs.
You guys have only done one episode of that so far?
We've only done one episode.
I just watched them today. I just popped up in my algorithm.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty
great, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So funny. The first minute is hilarious.
I mean, there is 50 episodes. If there actually somebody put together a playlist on YouTube, where if you just search the Regs, R-E-G-Z and Y-K-W-D, the Regs was the four of us were regular guests on Bobby Kelly's podcast for in the beginning of our careers. You know, over a decade ago, we started regularly going on his show, and we were like the Regs, right? It's before Dan and Joe, before any of us popped off in any way at all. And it wasn't a super popular podcast. It never achieved like massive success, but it was really fucking funny. And we did a bunch of episodes. So somebody put together a playlist of 51 episodes. Wow. Of where it's all four of us on it. And sometimes Dan Soder, sometimes Nate Bargatze will be there, or Giannis Pappas will be there, or somebody else. There's sometimes other guests. The producers, we used to fucking trash their producer. We had this producer named Kelly Festuca, and we used to torture this girl. It was at a time when like Me Too was like coming out, and like everyone was being really nice to girls and tiptoeing around girls. And I was just like, ah, we made Rape Kelly t-shirts. It was a wild time. It was a wild fucking time. And I miss those times. And we said, you know what? Fuck it. There's a lot of horse shit out there. And me and Bobby Kelly had a conversation. We said we should fucking bring the Regs back just once a month as a specialty podcast for the hardcore fucking fans. So, if you guys want to go just consume a fucking great, a lot, and these were long, we would do 2.5, 3, 4 hour episodes sometimes. There's 51 episodes on a YouTube channel. Some guy put them all up, so go fucking download them and grab them, and before Gas Digital puts them behind a paywall, go get them.
Fuck yeah. Bless you.
All right. Let's talk. New Jersey is officially now the only state that won't let you pump gas.
Yep, the only other remaining one was Oregon, and they just changed their law.
What was that state?
Everyone always makes fun of me. I think you guys can figure it out.
How did you just say Oregon?
I think your brain could put it together.
Aragorn, it's from Lord of the Rings, you stupid, stupid bitch. I'm just kidding. I love you, Shannon.
Was that oregano?
Biggs gets really big balls when he's on this show. He turns around. I love it.
He's terrified of you when it's not the Real Ass Podcast.
Get it all out of your system.
Is it spooky time yet, or is it what time?
So what happened out of Orion's belt? What's going on, Shannon?
So they changed their law. They were the only other state, aside from Jersey, that at least gave you the option to pump your own gas or have one of the attendants do it. And now Jersey is the only state that will not let you pump your own gas.
It rules. Because in any other place where I would go, and if I was going to, because you choose, self-serve, full-serve. Any other state, except New Jersey. New Jersey, that's only full-serve. So here's the thing. In any other state, you go to self-serve or you go to full-serve, you're like, all right, I feel bad. It's fucking cold outside. It's the winter. I got to tip this guy. I'd feel terrible if I didn't. In Jersey, I've never even thought about tipping. They're forcing me to do it. And the gas is fucking cheaper. And the gas is cheaper.
But why won't they let you do it? Did someone like fuck up, make a fire or something?
I don't know. Why is this such a thing?
They say because the fire hazard directly associating with the dispensing of fuel, it's a public in public interest that gasoline station operators have the control needed over that activity to ensure compliance with appropriate
safety
procedures.
Have you ever seen a gas station
blow up on fire?
No, have you ever seen one of them? They have one tooth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
between every three gas station attendants, there's one tooth.
Same guy from 7-Eleven.
They're more retarded than the general population of New Jersey.
Of course.
Yeah, the whole country's pretty retarded where they come from.
Also, I don't really pay attention to any rules. He'll be pumping the gas. I turn the car on while he's pumping. Yeah. I try to scare him.
No, revving, no!
Revving the engine.
No, I can do it. No. Hey.
Quick, quick, quick. Fucking flick cigarettes at him while he's fucking... Was it on this show that we saw that it was very difficult to flick a cigarette and ignite?
MythBusters did it. Yeah, it's like false. You can't really.
Yeah, you can't do it, right? Do we just discuss that
movie
on
magic?
Show?
I feel like we did talk about.
Am
it
I
here.
Thinking that I'm a MythBuster right now? That happens sometimes. Sometimes I just take other people's experiences as my own.
Special guest Lucia Gomez will be solving crimes with us, myth busting. Yeah. We're going to see if helium is actually blows up in a gas tank.
He's like, all right.
If you rape a bitch and kill her and knock all her teeth out, can then I identify her body? Myth busted. You have to cut her fucking fingers off, doggy. Who has time for that?
Can a human play Frogger? Today's episode of MythBusters.
Yeah. New Jersey. Also, people in New Jersey are retarded as well. So maybe they're assuming that we're not going to be able to. Jersey is it's a wild life. For driving, it is truly a wild time. You can't make left turns. Mm. I don't think people realize what that means.
Yeah, but you drive like a fucking maniac.
Don't be
anyone in New Jersey drives like a maniac, and they all
this
think
is all
they're
making
great
sense.
Drivers.
Kind of. You yelled at Shannon. You were wrong. You can't pump your gas. You almost hit the guy playing Frogger. I don't know, Lewis. You're not representing Jersey too well.
Shannon, do you have any videos of me driving?
Oh, no. I was in the car with you driving.
Shannon, try to find some videos of me driving. Because I do not. I will show you right now. I drive very normal and very relaxed and very cool. Shannon regularly takes video of me driving, just so you know. Yeah. Just so you know, you bitch.
Let me tell you something right now.
Go to New Jersey.
Remember when you went over the red light? Remember when you went over the red light and you were shocked that they caught your camera? Remember that?
Dude. It's a red light cam compilation.
Oh, Robin, where
from the stand, you were driving from the stand in an Audi. You were listening to Crack Amico, so you were feeling yourself. It was like raw with the dog, rap with the rape shit, and you were going really, really fucking fast. And I think like raw with the god. Sam is the man. The stand is the man. It was whatever the fuck you're listening to. And who was in the car? Rock and roll,
baby
Jimmy?
James. Your face.
Big J got the big J Dave Smith with the politics picking on my. Yo, fuck England, fuck England, fuck LA and Brandon Sharp. And you had Rock and Roll Jimmy. What was his name?
Corinne Fisher. She got a fat ass.
That's the ass that I do like. Kim Kardashian. Nah, Kim Congdon. All fucking day. Kim got it. This is all
crack
like
rules,
inside.
Dude, crack rules. Crack's going to be a skank mess, doggies.
Crystal Leah is a bad guy. Watch out. Leah is a bad guy.
Ching Chong to the Chinese voice. Ching Chong. Dahlia is.
Yes, Taku. Rest in peace. Buff. So you were feeling yourself in the car, and you had fucking, what's the guy? I can't remember. He's one of my biggest fans. Jam. Josh Adamaris. And the guy's like, you better slow down there.
You say he's one of my biggest fans?
No, I'm one of his biggest fans.
That's not what you said.
He was in the car, and he was also scared. He was like, you better slow down now before we crash. And you fucking went over the red light, and then you were upset that it caught you. Yeah. And we were like, you went over the red light. Like, what the fuck?
Well, because they fuck it. When you speed through a red light in New York City now, they have like 8 cameras that go off and they go, and you're like, oh, fuck, dude, photo finish. They got me, dude.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake. And they had your sunglasses on. It was fucking pitch black.
They got me like it was like the picture on a roller coaster. Like, I was like,
yeah.
Dude, the amount of red light cameras and you just looking up, rolling a blunt.
Nothing. No seatbelt. Fucking everybody scared in the car except for you. Rod with the god. Back on my skank shit.
Oh, shit.
Big shout out to Crack Amico.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you guys are over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Absolutely. They have all the best strains, the best customer service, and it's just the best deal in Kratom. A whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. It's the best thing going in Kratom, man.
It really is. Go support them. They support everything we do. They are the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. Also, if you go to YoKratom.com, there's a chance you could win Skankfest tickets because they're doing giveaways basically every week from now until Skankfest. So go support them. We love them. YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? Let's see. A new scam that Jew, Pennsylvania Wendy's manager, allegedly made fake employee and collected pay. How'd this happen?
That's a brilliant
great idea. What is
brilliant.
It? Give me some ideas here.
Yeah, so she put in the paperwork to just create a new person, and then she went in and she had the payment go directly to her Cash App, and then she like clocked in and clocked out every day as this person, and she collected a total of $19,889 before they caught her.
Over 10 years?
But who was doing the work?
It was that nobody was. She was just clocking in and clocking out,
manager,
and she was the manager.
So she just added an additional person to the staff that wasn't real.
I say just fucking let her go because it's creative. Mm. I like it.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, how did they catch her?
Because the insurance was also involved, so $15,000 was also counted as theft through the insurance company, and the insurance company caught it.
Yeah, insurance companies aren't letting you go. Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind scamming, scamming. I don't mind scamming anybody, but a corporation? Well, probably too. When I worked at KFC, I would scam all the time. Nice. I would remember the prices of things.
Yeah.
Right? So you would like remember a 12-piece was like $23.49.
And you'd bring in something really cheap.
Yeah, and then you just do the math.
I worked at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, they got a calculator right next to me, and I'd fucking be like, yeah, come on. You'd ring it up, and they'd see the number on the thing. You'd be like, that's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Then they'd go to pay it for you. You'd fucking have the register open. You'd give them the correct amount of cash. Clear out that, then you just ring in something else and then do all the math on your own. And as long as your draw was like within a dollar, it didn't matter. So if you fucked up the math a little bit, it really didn't matter.
When I worked at Dunkin' Donuts, I would charge people for munchkins. They'd be like, hey, can I get 12 donuts? Well, yeah, sure. And I would be like, it's $14.48. And they would give me the money, and I would charge one munchkin and rack in the $13. A munchkin was like 25
cents. All the other munchkins.
Yeah. Rod with the dog. Back for me, Crack-A-Mico Jesus.
You're not even doing it for the money? You're just like, oh, these are my munchkins now.
Thank you.
More munchkins, more problems, baby.
But yeah, the same thing. And then you take that cash.
Yeah, it was great.
She was charged with a felony.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Felony charge of theft by deception. No, felony is her cousin
who also was charged.
That was a name. That was a fake name to use. Yeah.
It also says
a felony.
My name is a felony, Jenkins. A felony is it's actually kind of a hot name for a black chick.
It is.
A felony. F-E-L-A-N-I-A.
No. But A. Starts with
A felony?
A felony, dude. A felony is a hot name for like that should be.
What's your name, girl? What's your name, girl? A felony Jackson. Oh, goddamn.
That would be like a fucking in the like the black version of 101 Dalmatians. A felony Jackson would be the Cruella de Vil. Yeah.
She's damn, fucking, who took the Rottweiler?
She's got a fucking coat. She got a coat made out of pit bull.
101 pit bulls. DMX is the fucking father.
Who took my pit bull? I must have been a felony. A felony Robinson.
Yeah, I took that motherfucking pit bull. What the fuck you gonna do about it, huh? Dude. The fuck are you gonna do about it, huh?
Shit, dude. All right, let's see.
Felony Jackson.
The 23-year-old self-proclaimed queen of chaos, who had 11 mugshots go viral, real. She's changed her life and turned to God. Is this a hot bitch? Is this a new top chick?
No, but this was a big mug shouty.
Yeah, she had 11 mugshots, and they were all on the Mug Shorty's website. Hold on, I'm trying to get
to
that
list.
She was
like one of the best of the Mug Shorties.
Yeah, she's okay, toy. There you go. Here's one.
Ooh. Okay, she's pretty toy.
Crazy, batshit crazy, but toy.
Oh, and she's smiling like like she's laughing hysterically in all her mugshots.
Did she take this girl to Greece? Hello, baby. Yeah. Oh man, the meth's kicking in. Hair's not as bright. No.
Yeah, she's cute. What were all of her? She looks good there. Yeah. What were all of her?
Oh, now she's a kindergarten teacher. Good for her.
What was she arrested for?
Okay, so let's see. In 2018, she was arrested for endangerment of a police officer, the offense of placing someone at risk of serious injury or death, evading cops, and shoplifting.
Nice.
In 2019. violating terms of probation, whatever. In 2020, arrest for terroristic threatening and stalking.
A lot of these things are blown out of proportion. Like when they're trying to fucking make you look bad, it's like terroristic threat and stalking. She probably like talked some shit to like a fucking Target employee on Facebook, and they were like, "All right, well, we're gonna just fucking draw up some charges."
Is this the same bitch that stole a cop's hat?
I don't see that here, but maybe they have that listed as a different.
There was one girl on Mug Shouties, and I just remember she was smiling like she was so proud of herself. And it was one of her charges was she took a cop's hat and ran.
Oh my God.
Damn. Well, yeah, good for her. So she's turned to God now?
Yeah, so she was just on the street, and she said that a friend took her in, a male friend, and that he brought God into her life, and now she's
Betty did.
put some God into her pussy too.
Yeah,
yeah, so now she's on the straight and narrow.
Give her that G-O-D.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Just finding a new way to scam. This is just the new side of it.
Yeah. What are the anti-Semitic comments that Jamie Foxx and Jennifer Aniston are in trouble for, please?
Okay, so Jamie Foxx tweeted, and then the reason why Jennifer Aniston is in trouble is because she just liked
it. Also, what's going on with Jamie fucking Foxx, right? Like, he did a video where, like, half his hair is missing, he's all fucking sickly looking, and nobody knows what happened. There's, like, a mystery surrounding what happened to Jamie Foxx, right?
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of people are going, like, oh, he had AIDS. A lot of people are saying that he fucking, it was the vaccine. A lot of, no, people are, though. I'm not even being funny right now.
Yeah, no, people are saying it was the vaccine, it's a clone, all sorts of shit. I think he had a stroke, was what seems to be the popular opinion.
He had a stroke. But why wouldn't they say it, though?
I don't know.
Like, why the secrecy? Why not? Like, you know he's fucked up. You know he's sick. But why, though?
They did that with the Black Panther guy, too.
No, he just didn't tell people.
He chose to not tell people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he got into, I don't know, maybe something that could have got him in trouble. That's all I can think of. What's the latest news on Jamie Foxx?
Well, so anyway, he made some anti-Semitic comments, apparently, and now he him and not. Jennifer Aniston.
Brain works, though.
So this is this is like a...
Well, they say your reason is the last thing to go.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is a screenshot here.
They killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you? Fake friends, fake love. Ooh.
Oh, damn. That's some Kanye shit. Ooh. Damn.
Damn, Jews.
Damn.
I mean,
Django is right.
That's old school black talk, though.
Yeah.
Like making ridiculous comparisons to your troubles and Jesus' troubles.
Yeah.
That's the old school black shit. Yeah. Like he was just popping off.
Super takes off the water for the building.
And he said they killed Jesus. It doesn't necessarily mean the Jews, right?
Yeah, he could have meant society.
The Romans, the people in power, the people in charge.
Yeah, people that control the weather. Yeah, it could have just been any of those guys.
Shopkeeps.
The guy who created parking on a monopoly board. You know, bagels.
The people that were in control of the Coliseum.
Yeah, you know.
Well, that's like when you complain to your parents that people are talking shit about you, like they always say when you're young, they go, oh, they talked about Jesus. You don't think they're going to talk about you? Like, that's the phrase.
Okay.
It's a very common black vernacular phrase.
Yeah, that may not be anti-Semitic at all. Yeah. That is simply, what, Shannon?
So he posted an apology, and it seems like it's right what you're saying, Sydney, because there were some other black celebrities that stood up in his defense and were like, yeah, this is totally what he means. This is his apology.
Let's see. To clarify, I was betrayed by a fake friend, and that's what I meant by they, not anything more. Yeah, of course. And Jesus was stabbed in the back by Judas, and like, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Aniston liked it, and so that's why everybody attacked her. Now she has her comments turned off.
Oh, boy.
It's bad when the comments are turned off. Like, you see Britney spinning around, you know?
Also, like, just fucking... Isn't it easier to just put your phone down than turn the comments off? Like, the action of not... like, you have to just, like... You're not even... What do you even have it for? If the comments are turned off, why do you, like...
It's hard not to look at the comments. They're there. It's like a...
And maybe the way the news cycle goes, it's easier to turn it off than to have people look at your Instagram and see the comments and be like, she liked what?
Yeah.
As opposed to now where they go on it, they're going to be like, oh, she doesn't have her comments on it.
Yeah,
there's no opinion. There's no ulterior opinion, you know.
They will just move on to the next thing.
Forget about it in 2 days.
The way people's minds work is they look at it and they go, duh, comment off. Okay, not comment off over here, though.
Mm-hmm. Like Patton.
They will just move on. You're right.
When Patton took the picture with Chappelle, he would have been way better off not posting the second thing, and like his chick was in the comments all night like fighting with people.
Yeah, but I feel like silence is fucking some bitch shit, dude. What do you want me to 100%. Say? We're not silent about anything until our fucking back is against the wall. I don't know, dude. Like, and look, I'm like the way like Louis handled it to go dark for so long, like, dude, I don't know, especially if you're not even a fucking bad dude.
Yeah.
Like Chris D'Elia, I'm pretty sure is a child rapist, but he's just like, dude, I'm fucking not going anywhere. He's fucking, dude, he's just comments on. Extra comments
makes
on.
Makes you love him more.
And I respect it. Yeah. I'm like, dude, this guy, you can't fucking beat him.
It should be legal.
Dude, he's like a bad guy that you fucking root for. It's like it's like Thanos. You're like, dude, fucking snap your finger.
Catch me if you can.
Yeah, dude.
Look at him go. He made a fake passport out of the mail. Now he's saying he's a pilot. Chris, you can't fly that thing.
You can't fly that. He's like, watch me. God damn it, dude. I respect it in a weird way.
Yeah. How do you feel about people who turn off the likes where you just see liked by others where it doesn't show you the number of likes? I think that's a little bit.
I think that's a little sus.
I think that's some bitch shit too.
A little sus?
Because you don't want the person to know that you're
bombed. I'm trying to talk like the kids. A little sus?
It's type sus. It's type cap. Sus? It's definitely cap.
Is it?
You get 16 likes, you get 16
what is it
likes.
If something's gay now?
Sus. No. Hey, yo, homo.
No. They say something else.
Queer.
Pause.
Pause. Yeah. Well, first off, that's been around forever, Louis.
Has it been around forever? That's a new thing. I heard it in the past week.
You are not Puerto Rican.
In the past week.
Pause has been going on since I was a baby, dude.
It's your baby.
Yeah. Pause.
Yeah, they saw him.
They're like, pause.
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 Yeah. Baby's a faggot.
This baby's doing Sebastian? Faggot baby? Pause.
No, I pause is something that I just
started
hearing.
Pause has been going on forever, dude. Really? Ayo, pause. Ayo, pause. Sus.
Ayo. Ayo. That's gay?
Ayo, yeah.
That's like, that's some gay
shit. It's like,
shit.
Hey, can I, you want to put my joint in your mouth? Like, oh. They'd be like, ayo, pause. Sus. Ayo.
It's all gay.
Or like, yeah.
Is that how you share weed with your friends?
You can't put my joint in your mouth? You want to split? No. Pause has been around forever. Ayo has been around forever. Sus is new. Yeah, that's okay. Sus. That's type right. Sus. Okay.
All I know about black teenagers from TikTok is that they do not want to be videotaped eating a hot dog.
Yeah, and if you're going to give them a PS5, you better give it to them. If you tell them there's a PS5 coming their way, you better have it.
What happened with that Union Square thing?
It was sus. It was cap, man. It was AO. It was all that shit, dude. This fucking YouTuber guy, Chichi Benson, was like, yo, come to Union Square. He was like, come to Union Square and you're going to get a PS5.
Who was the guy, Shannon? Pull up the guy.
I can't even pronounce the name. Kai something.
Hold on, Mekhi Phifer.
It's Mekhi Phifer.
Hold on, trying.
He's like,
him.
I'm
yeah,
gay.
It was like Kai Cenat or something.
Kai Cenat.
Yeah, Kai. Yeah. That's right, Kai Cenat, or however you say.
Okay.
He's a big YouTube guy, a big like live streamer, and he said, "Hey, come." He created like an event. Come to Union Square. I'm going to be giving out PS5s, autographs, all that stuff. And then he didn't do it. He didn't do it.
He showed up though.
They didn't get to the giveaway because everybody broke out into craziness.
No, but did he have the PS5s?
I didn't read anything about him not having
it. Why is he in trouble? Because people are animals.
Because they say that he incited the riot.
But it's not inciting. How is it inciting? What did he do to incite the riot?
The photo there, it's like, don't cry. It's like he's like sitting on a cop car and it's like,
he's got a flamethrower.
Yeah, it's like some weird shit. It's stupid.
What is, give me some more information about this, because if he simply told his followers to show up.
That's, yeah.
Right? Because we did this last year in Vegas for Skankfest. We usually do we call it a skank parade, right? And in Vegas, there's a lot of red tape. You can't throw a parade in Vegas without contacting somebody. But from our perspective, we're just calling it. All it is we meet at the hotel, like a couple thousand people, and then we walk from the hotel to the venue. And do we disrupt life a little? Sure, but it's not anything crazy. It's simply just like us, like being like, yeah, scan cans. Everyone's, you know, there's nothing more than that.
Yeah.
They freaked out in Vegas. They were like, dude, they were like, they threatened to shut the whole festival down. They were like, yeah, like, you, like, that's that. You need a permit. You need
during the parade or before the parade?
It was a thing. We had meetings during Skankfest last year.
Wow.
About the city trying to shut the whole festival down because of this gathering. And as I'm hearing the story, I'm starting to go like, oh, that's what it is.
Mm. Yeah.
They have no fucking clue who our people are.
Yeah.
They just see a few thousand people gathering for something.
Yeah.
And they think the worst case scenario, which is that this could be somebody, there's a riot, a fight breaks out, fans are rowdy, they're drinking, whatever it is in the street. And now they don't have police, security, and everything else in place just in case the worst case scenario happens, which is what you do when you have a parade and you have large gatherings of people. I just grew.
Yeah.
As an adult, in real time.
Well, there was a difference between your parade and the parade of Union Square. Shannon, if you could just pull up some pictures.
Let's see.
There was some sort of a difference. I don't know.
Just want to answer your question from before. So what it says was that he, they removed him because it said he had not alerted the police to the gathering or obtained a permit, and it was declared an unlawful assembly. And I can show you some of the video. Boom.
Yeah, there's a difference. You kind of, I don't know.
Out in New York City's Square the fans.
Whoa. They're just on some dude's car?
Yeah, they're like jumping on cars and shit.
I mean, dude, if somebody tried to jump on my car, I would.
Is that him?
Yeah. It's him. Something different about the fans. I can't figure it out.
Be there. Turn up a little.
There's a war out there, man.
Crowds gathered and became unruly.
Damn, black people are fast. That's a car. Holy shit, black people can move. This is the problem, is you can't... the other side is, can I just say, and I don't mean to call it the obvious here, like, our audience is white. They're not going to fucking destroy shit. They're white kids. They're fucking, like, just happy to be there.
If it was like community service, Vegas was cleaner afterwards.
Yeah. They made it a better place.
Yeah. All the people made money. All the street vendors were like, "Oh shit, we're busy right now."
Dude, we injected money into the economy of downtown Las Vegas that day.
I think it was Habitat for Humanity.
There was no downside. We made it a better place.
There's a video of a kid hitting a cop with a cone, with a street cone, like boink. Like, yeah. They went off.
Which is also a terrible, terrible weapon against a gun.
Yeah. Well, they took the gun out of one of the guy's holsters.
Yeah, one cop.
They fucking
lost
hit.
Gun.
They hit him. All the streets on.
He lost his gun.
I said, cause they stole a cop's gun. Yeah,
and it's
they
gone now.
Wild the fuck out. Those kids went ham.
Yeah, none of our fans danced on the top of a car. Like they were Michael Jackson.
None of your fans
out of
can
the trials.
Dance. None of your fans have enough
all
rhythm
this,
to
all
dance.
This guy's, all this guy's fans could dance. What does that tell you, Sid?
Hey!
Yeah, that.
Listen, they're teenagers. And I don't mean that in a weird political way. I mean, like, they're just fucking kids and they wear bananas. Weird
political way. Easy. You know?
Easy. Guess we'll snake.
Yeah.
Guess we'll snake.
That's what they were giving away with the PS5.
You know, like bundles of bananas.
These fucking kids wear little bananas, all right? Fucking,
Hey, they were cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, you know, come on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they are kids, 100%. I agree. But I will say, you know, if you could have guessed what race these kids were, I don't want to go all Anthony Cumia right now, but. Why can't you just say that? Why can't you just say, like, yeah, you can't fucking allow black kids to congregate like that? Why can't that be a law?
Clip it!
Why can't that be a law based off of just reality? Yeah,
congregate's a different YouTuber. He gave out PlayStation Vitas. Yeah.
No, that's what they're calling this. They're calling this Congo Gate.
Yeah. It's sad, man.
It's not sad. I mean, did people really get hurt? Did anybody die?
Nobody died, but the cops got fucking embarrassed, dude.
Yeah, I just saw a couple people got injured, but nobody was, like, seriously hurt.
Yeah. I mean,
it had to be terrifying to be there.
People are going
to
fuck shit up a little bit here and there,
the
right?
Kids were acting like idiots. There's so many recordings. It's like, yo, we outside, and then look in there, look at my hook, and it just was like,
well, the problem is, it's the people at the top, right? So this is my problem with my son watching YouTube. It's like
the highest jumpers, you mean?
Well, they act like fucking. I wouldn't let my son watch somebody that acted like that, right? And my son watches a couple YouTubers now, and there's a couple. There's one that I don't like. There's this guy Jordan Matter that has a YouTube channel, and like his whole thing is that he puts his fucking daughter on. Like this guy's a photographer. And he got famous, like, having, like, viral photographs of, like, dancers. And, like, Charli D'Amiglia's or one of these bitches. Like, he ended up having a popular YouTube channel. Then his daughter became, like, 8 or 9 years old. Then he started putting her on the YouTube channel. And now my son watches this little girl, like, he's, like, he loves this channel. But the fucking whole channel is, like, the dad, like, it's a dad's channel. And it'll be, like, is this little girl gonna have her first kiss with this boy?
Yeah, that's yes. My stepson was watching something similar to that, and it's always like, "Is that his girlfriend? Like, which girl?"
And then it's
like,
"How the dad
have
steam coming out of the dad's ears?" Like, but motherfucker, you edited this. You're not actually mad. You're using this weird, perverse thing to like. You're just like, it's not. I don't know. Like I get it. Like they're, you know. Kids want to fucking be out there and do shit. Like my son, every time I'm streaming, if my son's home, he's like, "Oh, can I come on your stream, Dad?" And I really limit the amount that I allow him to be involved with anything. So I'm not saying that, like, I'm not completely against doing it. If, like, if your kid wants to do some shit, like Bobby has Max. So we just did a sketch. We had a bunch of kids in the sketch.
Fucking hilarious.
There's a way I think you could do it, but like to take your entire kid's life every week, 4 or 5 long videos a week, everything, their morning routine. You're letting adult men see your 11-year-old daughter's morning routine.
It's weird.
You don't think there's a bunch of fucking dudes jerking off to her fucking doing this with a toothbrush in her mouth?
It's really
you don't think there's a bunch of pedophiles watching that and fucking beating their dick to your fucking daughter? And it's worth it. What is the price that you say that's worth it? It's worth it for people to beat their dick to my daughter's morning routine. There's a number on that. That's crazy. For me, personally, $100,000 a month.
He's on fire.
1.2 mil a year. You can really do whatever you want with those videos.
Yeah.
So that kid there, he does videos where he'll like talk to a girl and you'll see her ass and he'll go, God damn. Like he'll be like, oh my God. So all those kids are like, you know, 15, 14 year old kids who watch him to see a girl, whatever. You know, it's like he does weird shit in his room. It's just weird.
Yeah, there's a
but
lot,
they're all
there's,
like
there's
fucking
a lot of these
puberty
like viral
kids.
Trends that where it's just like a kid being a dick. There was that one black kid from England who like he was like his whole video would be like he's like, hey mate, hey bruv, I'm gonna break into this person's house right now and scare the shit out of their family.
Yeah.
And then he just goes in and like in the middle of the night, he's like, ooh. And then the family loses their minds and nobody's allowed to have guns there so he doesn't get shot. And then he gets arrested and it's like a slap on the hand, but it's viral and it's worth a certain amount of money to like, and that like, whatever that is, that's a problem with society. You can't like you that needs to be discouraged in massive, massive ways. Mm-hmm. And I'm not being a fucking pussy, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying like to encourage people to do shit like that, it is more dangerous than good. Like you're like encouraging kids to possibly get fucking shot to death.
Yeah. If you found out if James is a little older and you're James, where were you today? He's like, oh, I went to the riot in Union Square because I saw PS5s. You would be furious with him. You'd be like, you're a fucking idiot for going to that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, but, and I think, unfortunately, one of our problems here is that most of those kids' parents are not going to be like, where the fuck were you today?
Yeah, they were like, I'm
going to
get a
PS5. But what if he came home with a PS5?
Oh, great job, buddy.
Yeah. If he got it, but he wouldn't. He's weak.
So
yeah,
dangerous, though. You're going on a subway with a brand new PS5. You're like a walking target.
Is that dangerous?
Yeah.
Is it?
If you go to the subway,
if I came on the subway, the PS5
yeah.
in a box,
yeah.
we should do a social experiment.
You should.
Jorge. All
yeah.
right, we're going to get an empty PS5 box and we're going to send Jorge into dangerous areas
yeah.
and see if we can get him robbed and how long he can last with
next
PS5.
Next stop, 149th Street, Grand Concourse.
Bing.
Bung. Stand clear of the code. You have a motherfucker got PS5. Who the little faggot with the painted nails? What? You the motherfucker got PS5.
Well, that's, dude, sorry, we got to put a fucking mic in the box.
Oh,
that way
yeah.
we can just hear it.
At the end of it, it's just fucking, they open up the box and it's just yeah. a little fucking camera pointing at them.
You're sus. It just says, you're yeah. sus.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Don't just start making TikTok.
Well, I've seen the people that do, like, when they have package thieves, they'll do, like, the glitter bomb.
Yeah.
With the camera in it, and that's pretty satisfying.
We'll risk Jorge's life to glitter
Thanks,
bomb
Matt.
Somebody. Natty Ice.
Ooh, Natty Ice is a good name for her.
Natty Ice.
Natty Ice is the new name. On the regs, you're going to be Natty Ice.
Hey, guys, it's me, Natty Ice. You're listening to Crack.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, stop. Collaborating, listen. Something, random edition, something. You're holding me tightly. Flow like a bird and deal you nightly. Will I ever stop? I don't know.
All right, let's see. There's an elderly woman spinning uncontrollably during an attempted helicopter rescue. Does it live or does it die? This video of this elderly woman. Let's go.
Sorry, hold on.
Does it live?
You have an intro for does it live or does it die?
Mm-hmm. Or does it die?
Does it live or does it die?
That's it.
No graphics?
Do we? I think we had a graphic.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've seen this already. Okay. This is great. This is great.
Almost got him. How old is this woman, Shannon?
87, I think.
87-year-old woman.
Is she technically younger at the end of this?
Is she spinning back in time?
I went to the danger zone. Is that shit playing
this is the how they This is how they separate her eggs from her, the embryos. It's like a centrifuge. We're going to create life out of that.
Watching
74 she was.
74. Yeah. Does it live or does it die? What do you guys say?
I know already.
I'm going to say die because Shannon just said she was 74.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
I know.
I'm looking for the context clues. I'm going to say she lives.
Everyone answered.
I feel like that. I would have heard about it if she like snapped and then fucking.
So I said was because this was from 2019. She did live and she filed a lawsuit against Phoenix City for $450,000.
Did she win?
For this. It doesn't say, it doesn't give that part.
She's still dizzy. Yeah. Yeah. They walk her into court.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Why do they keep calling me sus?
Yeah, she's just doing the hokey pokey.
It also doesn't say that.
You put your left foot in.
It doesn't say that she got any like additional injuries from this, but I can understand it being a terrible experience.
Yeah.
And she was hiking and they were rescuing her.
Shannon, did you have any video of me driving, by the way?
Oh, wait, I may have closed it. Hold on.
Did you find any?
One sec.
Damn, Shannon.
I closed it. Give me one more second.
God damn it, Shannon.
You know, she's being a real...
You probably have multiple videos of me driving, right, Shannon?
I had so many of them, but I closed them.
Why would you close them?
Because we were talking about other things. I had too many things open.
You're a jerk.
Shannon, your nails look beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
That's all she's got.
I got to see her tomorrow.
They got to fucking...
I got to be here tomorrow.
They got to paint themselves, these ladies. Nice. My fucking chick, every time we go out, 2 hours.
Yeah, she's absolutely stunning.
How long does it take you to get ready, Shannon?
Like the quickest I could possibly get ready to go out.
Well, you go out with a guy, date, you're going on a date. What's the
you,
quickest?
Mickey
from
Gall,
from
you
I woke
Gall
up like this
out.
To I leave the house like this.
I would give myself 2 hours.
2 hours.
But if I had to rush, if someone's like, oh, like meet me like quickly, I could probably do it in
like for a fraternity?
In like 45 minutes, I could probably rush through
rush
everything.
Job.
But 2 hours, because you don't want to rush while you're doing it. You want to take your time, figure out what to wear.
It's a fucking nightmare. Yeah. I mean, like, if I want to go out, like, it's got to be a real plan. It can't just be like, oh, hey, babe, let's just go. Let's go get a quick bite real quick.
Yeah.
Like, every time, it's got to be, you got to plan it.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn nightmare.
I feel you.
For me, it takes me, I can be ready to go in 3 minutes. Yeah. With a shower.
Yeah.
Damn.
With a shower.
Jesus.
Wash my balls, wash my armpits. We talked about this recently on the show. My girl was not happy with what I told her that I never wash my feet. I said it on the show. I need to point this out. I sometimes wash my feet.
She was listening. You need to get a little brush and wash your feet every day, Poppy.
I use a loofah.
Mm. Or a little loofah.
Yeah.
Do something. Come on. You're a beautiful woman. You're going to Greece. You gotta wash your feet.
I wash my feet. No, I'm saying I'm bending down every time I shower to wash my feet. That's a lot of effort and
a
lot of
energy.
That's a little sus. You're going to bend down in the shower every time.
And then sometimes, like what I'll do is I'll bring my leg up and I stand on one foot and just sort of like tree pose like in yoga.
Okay.
But it's slippery as fuck in a shower, dude. I'm not going to die washing my feet. What is it? Is it worth it to you to die? You're giving up your life.
You don't have the handicap rail in your shower?
No. Who the fuck is a handicap rail in your shower?
I guess
two.
I'm a crippled fat fuck.
Really?
Yeah. We have one on the side and one in the back.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Yeah. Like,
no, my shower is very slick and sleek. I have the different faucet entered things coming from all the other angles, dude. Very slippery. I got a little seat, though.
Nice.
I'll sit.
You got a seat?
I got a seat.
You can sit down and wash
it's
your feet.
It's a foot washing seat.
It really is.
If you put your finger in your toe, in the nail, would it smell like Parmesan cheese right now?
No. And then, ew. First of all, how do you get your finger in your nail?
No, in the top of your... So, like, if you did this...
In the separation between your toe and your toenail.
Would you put... Yeah. I bet you it fucking smells like Parmesan cheese.
Do it right now.
I know. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't.
Whoa.
Give me a foot.
All right, go ahead.
Whoa, can we get a Petri dish in here for this?
No, you're good.
See, he just smelled my foot cheese.
I don't believe him.
It's friends.
His nose is all fucked up. He can't smell.
Yeah, he got high a little bit.
Well, I'm not going to do it. Because I'm not sus.
Yeah, cocaine.
I'm not sus.
I had no idea that smelling in between your toes was even a fucking thing, you nasty freak.
Not wrong with that.
I've never...
And the toenail.
Scrape the gunk out of my toenail and give it a whiff.
You never cut your toenail and smell your toenail?
No, that is
nasty. It smells like Parmesan cheese.
I used to put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'd be lucky if I could find that toenail after I clipped it. This thing flies so far.
What if you do this? What if you put your
What is the proper etiquette for cutting fucking... Where do you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do it.
Yeah, I make my son do it on the porch.
Yeah, that's where you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Sydney's big black toenail flies across the room like a boomerang.
I do it in the bathroom, and then I just pick up the clippings.
In the shower, do you?
I do them on the toilet, so my peener's out. It's kind of weird. I do it like on the toilet.
I clip my toenails into the sink, and then I let them go down the drain.
Yeah,
yeah.
Man, it's fucking gross. I'm throwing up.
I used to. So when I was younger, if I would rub behind my ear,
right now me, it's still like that. I don't know why.
That's fucking because you're a greasy Puerto Rican.
Oh no,
that
doesn't smell too bad. That doesn't smell too bad.
If you rub behind your ear and you smell it, when I was a younger, scrubby kid, it would just be a combination of like fucking head, fucking sweat and gunk, whatever.
Right now, I don't know why.
Shannon, look that up. Why did it smell behind my ear?
I think it's also just a place where people forget to wash.
It doesn't smell bad right now. I don't know why.
I wash. I'm very, very meticulous about washing my ears. And
yeah, but when you're a kid, like, I think that's even a thing like grandmas say, like, don't forget to wash behind your ears. Yeah.
Shannon, why is it the sebaceous glands are also...
Sebaceous glands?
Sebaceous.
They secrete sebum. That's some sebum? Yeah.
That's the base
of wax and fats I can smell.
This is my brother Sebaceous.
Why does behind my ear smell? Ew. Foles and Grisby, it makes it easier for these substances to smell the hide and build up.
And then the overlay of the ear along with the folds and grooves behind it makes it easy for these substances and their smells to hide and build up. So unless you're specifically aiming for that.
Yeah, belly button would smell bad when I was, not now. We're all adults that, but we bathe now, dude.
No, I don't smell. I don't smell.
Good for you, dude, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you, Figs.
Well, how the fuck did your feet don't smell? I don't know. It's fascinating. It's blowing my fucking mind. You truly are a myth buster.
Let's see. You get your finger in the belly button. If you go deep in there, that would be a little stinky back in the day.
You put your finger in your ass when you wash your ass?
There was one more. I do. I go a knuckle.
You go a knuckle?
I go a knuckle.
Okay.
A little bit of soap. And then I farted out like it's a like a porn. I'm shooting cum out of my ass. I'm like, it's bubbles.
No, what? My problem spots are between my balls and my leg. I got to be real careful.
It'll get stinky.
That'll get stinky. And then I got the overhang. So under the belly.
Yeah.
I got to like really get in there because there's an absence.
Yeah.
There. Where, like, if I don't, like, really get the curve, that could be a smelly spot.
Yeah, Zach, you have a lot more crevices.
Yeah, I gotta keep track.
You have a lot more crevices than most people, and that's fine.
Yeah. I'm getting there, dude.
You're crevicey.
I'm getting there. Fucking... You know what's with a new fat thing? Your neck, when you get a tan, if you don't have your neck like this, you get, like, a white line here because the fat's on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself.
Now's the time. Now's the fucking time.
I need my chakras to be healed.
Yeah, I get all these problems, guys. Man, it sucks.
All
these crevices and vertices that I have.
All right, so there's a new Gabby Petito. Shannon, is she as hot as Gabby Petito? Let me say this. Gabby Petito wasn't even that hot. She was a fucking crazy little firecracker, and she just needed to be fucking, her flame needed to be put out.
Yeah.
Okay, and it was. So what?
Okay, so first I'm just going to say no, she is not, because she's older, so you're not going to think she's as hot.
Good riddance.
Granny Petito?
here's one picture of her.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Still not bad. Thank you.
Wait. It's like a Shannon friend.
This is also the best picture.
I was about to say, it looks like your cousin or something,
This
Shannon.
Is the best picture of her. I figured I'd save the not great ones for next.
It's the face. It's just the face and the forehead.
So what happened?
This is her boyfriend. So she went.
Dave, I'm a caveman.
So she went out hiking, and then her boyfriend reported her missing. Several hours later, they found her dead, and they didn't say what the cause of death was, but it has been ruled a homicide. They're investigating it. And the boyfriend posted on Facebook, and he's like, "Oh my god, I don't know what I'm going to do without her. I would never do anything to hurt her."
She wasn't dead yet,
is what he said in the post.
Tell me you're guilty without telling me you're guilty.
So it's something I feel like we can follow because we don't know what happened yet. This just happened over the weekend.
Oh, this is fun.
Shannon loves this shit.
Yeah.
He definitely murdered her with some jujitsu moves.
Oh, yeah. You saw how she was set up?
Yeah. I think he chose her to death with that leash.
Wait, is that Butterly's new trainer? Is that what you're fucking saying?
Uh-oh.
Maybe. I mean, I guess we'll follow this story as it goes. Has he been arrested, Shannon? You said he was?
No. They're just a person of interest. It was just a weird thing. His post was, "I love Rachel. I would never do anything to her. Let the family and I grieve. Yes, I have a past, but I also have 15 months clean and have changed as a person."
What's his past? Yeah. What is it, into drugs?
So he's been arrested 14 times since 2014.
For 12 times for attempted battery. Murder. Yeah,
12 attempted hike murders.
She was Jewish? Wait, what'd you say?
It was a variety of charges, including drug dealing, assault, disorderly conduct, and refusing arrest.
Damn.
I'm not arrested. You're arrested.
Oh, my God. I mean, this guy's got red flags all over the place.
Yeah. Well, you know. She's dead. You can't, we can't bring her back. We can only make fun of the situation.
Any dead photos of her? Go to Rotten.com. See if they pop up.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Is there dead photos of her?
I
doubt it.
It's terrible. And it just happened. Feel bad
so
to
is
look
there
for
dead
it.
Yes.
All right. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for World News with Mike Figs.
Oh boy, here we go.
Let's go. It's time to go around
Let's
the world.
Let's go
around the world with Mike Figs.
I thought the stream went down. The stream.
Can we fix that, guys?
I know it just has to be extended a little bit.
Come on.
That was actually a live stream from a fan's computer watching. And I'm done for the day.
All right, we're going to go to Iraq right now. There's a delay after a bear escapes from a crate in a cargo hold of an Iraqi plane. So we have Iraqi pilot Al-Majar Abahouli. First of all, where were you going with this plane, Al-Majar?
Nowhere. We were taking it to Bermuda. On the Freedom Tower. Yeah, no, we were at a normal commercial plane to Bermuda. All of a sudden, Bear start doing cocaine. He become a cocaine bear.
Wow. So this bear now, he's escaped at the cargo hold of your plane. What are the efforts being put to finding this bear?
There are lots of efforts here in Iraq, and we killed them all. Is that what you said? Hold on. Efforts. F words. Sorry, my friend. Sorry about that. Yes, we are making effort to get the bear. Cocaine bear.
Now, when you apprehend the bear, when you find this bear, are you going to take him alive or are you going to have to put him down?
No, we're going to take him alive. He's going to join Taliban. You're kidding me? This Taliban? Warrior bear.
Taliban.
He's going to join Taliban.
There are rumors that you were going to drop an army of live bears on the city of New York.
Yes, 100%. We are going to get the Meg. We're going to get the cocaine bear. We're going to get snacks on the plane.
This is how dumb Muslims
all
are.
Of them. We finally figured out how to defeat America with the Avengers of an animal planet. Cocaine bear.
We get Scar from the Lion King.
Oh, that's a legend, I wish. No Scar from the Lion. We're going to get a Barracuda. We're going to get all of them. Sharknado! Sharknado 1! Sharknado 2!
Sharknado 2! Sharknado 2!
And then what about Jaws? We hate the Jaws!
The Jaws is why we are here right now.
We don't like the Jaws. They control the weather. All right, you won't believe it. Every time I play Monopoly, I make sure not to get on free parking because those dirty Jaws, son of a bitch Jaws.
All right, let's go to Scotland.
We could end it on that. It was pretty good. All right. Okay, go ahead.
We're going to Scotland where me, Dave Smith, Zach Amico, and Robbie Bernstein will be at the end of October. Make sure you guys come out to Glasgow and check out these shows. Soon enough, tickets will be up at gomezcomedy.com. But there's a...
this music makes Sydney hard because it sounds like a cop's funeral.
So there are hopes that drones will aid a massive search for the Loch Ness Monster.
Unbelievable.
So right now we are with the Master General in command of this search.
Chippy
McGillicuddy. Chippy, what is going on? You guys are trying to search for the Loch Ness Monster.
Quite unbelievable. First off, Gomez, big family. I just want to let you know.
I appreciate that. Will you be at the show?
I will be there at a show live. Can't wait to see you. Anyways, all these Iraq sand beeps decided to come over here to Scotland. They wanted the Loch Ness Monster. I said, you get your dirty Iraq hands off me,
huh?
He's our Loch Ness Monster. And they're like, no, we're going to make Avengers of animals. I said, what the fuck are you doing? You no good. You fucking carpet chaser.
We're going to make Avengers of animals.
You know the difference between the Union Square riot and the riot at Skunkfest? Do you know the difference?
How does anybody hate Figs? He's the best.
Anybody hates me. They only hate me because you said...
You pull the string and he just goes. It's great. It's funny most of the time. It's funny 90% of the time.
Can't wait.
All right. Let's go to Australia.
Oh, finally. Jesus Christ. I do good. This is why they hate me. You keep pulling the string it breaks.
We're going to go to Australia. It's like, what sound does the Australian make?
No, you can't wait for Sky Fist. My favorite. Or just follow Ginny Diff on Instagram. Whoops. Wait.
Shut up.
Whoops, whoopsie daisy.
Shut the fuck up.
Or nor. What's the matter?
So in Melbourne, there's a couple who ordered
A couple was ordered to face trial over slavery
charges.
They
ordered a blooming onion for the low price of $14.99.
No, a
come
couple,
on down to Outback Steakhouse.
A couple is ordered to face trial over slavery charges because they had a live African slave. We have the African slave, Mantumbe. This is a fucking curveball. Mantumbe Amamambawalu.
Please save me. I do not know what happened there. I came to Australia to get a Foster's beer and to get the blooming onion. All of a sudden, they put me into cage. They kept saying that I was saying the word route wrong. Can you believe that?
So what was it like with this Australian couple? What were they? What type of stuff were they having you do?
Unbelievable. The accent is the worst. They said these horrible things to me.
Can I hear your Australian? You, Amatumbe, can I hear your Australian accent? This is going to be very difficult.
And I will try my best to do it for you. I will try my best. If you really want me to, I will try my best for you, Mr. Gomez.
I
want to
hear you doing an Australian accent. Are you good at accents?
Oh, I'm the best.
Okay, please. Are you? This is what you did back in your home country.
Oh, I was the best. I did all the
You're
time.
You're the Dan Soder of they call me Dan Niger. Soder.
That's true. That's true. They call me dancer. I perform at a place called the Grizzly Bear. Okay, anyways.
So let me hear your Australian accent, please.
Oh, let me try. Hold on. Bernard, look at this black over here.
Wow.
Was it good?
That was amazing.
Was it good for you, Mr. Gomez?
That was great.
Thank you.
So now that you have your freedom, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to go to America, get Ozempic, because I'm very overweight.
Oh, it's very nice.
Am too fat. You know in Lion King when they pull up the log and all of the grub, I eat too much of the grub.
Too much of the grub.
Too much of the purple worms and the green bumblebees. So much that I got them too fat.
Yeah. Those are gummy worms. They eat them here too.
Who the fuck are you? I'm talking to Gomez. The power. You must have the plan to become the Black Panther.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Mike Figgs. World News with Mike Figgs. Loving it.
That comic, Mike Figgs.
Okay. It's fucking great. It's funny stuff, boys. Sid, give me some other insights. Any other insights into Butterly's training camp before we get out of here?
Uh-oh. What are you trying to ask? I mean,
I don't know. Just give me some advice. Maybe what should I be working on? What should I be focusing on?
I don't know. The other day, I was over there training jiu-jitsu. All of a sudden, I felt the building shaking.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
And then it shook again, and I went over, and Butterly was hitting the bags.
Damn.
Just saying.
Damn, dude.
He's shaking buildings.
Dude,
I think it was just his jab. Was that is that a punch? Jab?
Dude, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a fucking heavy bag, dude. Dude, this is fucking heavy, dude.
Oh, yeah, and he's he's doing his hand wraps kind of like Daredevil.
I'm fucking blind, dude.
What do you mean?
The way, you know, the style of wrapping your hands. He's like a sick hand wrapper.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's how much does he weigh?
How much does Butterly weigh?
Yeah.
I
think like 190.
Are you guys the same height or you're a bit taller than him?
I think he's a bit taller.
Butterly's taller.
Butterly's taller. We're gonna weigh the same.
Oh.
Yeah. I like that. Nice.
Yeah, that's how he's coming to fight you.
I love it.
Compare the pinata fights. You were in the pinata. He was in the pinata. How do we compare that to see?
Pull us up in the pinata, Shannon.
Wait, what are you? What are you doing? What's happening with your training right now?
Don't you worry about it. Ooh. I know what you're gonna do. You can go back to Team Butterly and give him some fucking all the insight. If you want to know what I'm doing, just listen to the Fight Journal podcast. I mean, I lay it all out there every week.
He just fights Harrington over and over again in Paco for no reason.
No, I fought. Harrington came over to train yesterday, and Harrington's got to get in shape, dude. He wants to fight Alex Stein, primetime Alex Stein. Who, you know, Alex Stein is down, but Alex Stein is a big fucking dude. Harrington, we boxed yesterday. It's not even that much. We had him shadow box a couple rounds, heavy bag, some mitt work. I was training him, right? And then I said, we'll do three rounds. First round, 20%. Second round, 40%. Third round, 60%. Light. Mm-hmm. Like, just fucking nothing crazy, dude. I mean, every time he breaks down and starts puking at the end of it.
What?
Puking all over my fucking yard. Dude.
What did
blue,
he eat?
Blue chunks in my yard. I don't know, but it's in my yard right now.
Blue chunks?
Blue chunks. That's Zach's nickname. Not
He's got to lay off the... I don't know. What the fuck is he eating? That's blue. That's crazy.
Whatever it is, he's eating chunks of it.
What is he, waking up and having fucking blue count blueberry fucking cereal? What the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, dude, I fucking, so he's got to get back in shape, dude. Then he's like trying to, like, they're planning to go get sandwiches. I'm like, dude, you got to lose weight. You can't do this. He's 255 pounds. I weighed 216 yesterday. Me and Tim are fighting at 205 pounds. I'll be fine.
You're going to drop down. Wow, you're going to be really... You look really slim right
I'll
now.
I'll be 200 pounds when we fight, likely.
Damn, dude.
200 pounds.
I think you will. He looks slim now to you?
Lewis looks slimmer and slimmer and slimmer to me.
Okay. What
the fuck does that mean?
Since the last time I saw
what
you.
What does that mean, Sid? You piece of shit.
I don't think you look slimmer. That's what I'm saying.
You think he looks
fatter?
Is that
fatter? Not clear?
I think he looks tanner. I think he looks slimmer. I think he's great. I appreciate him for giving me a job. He's great.
No, I weigh 216 right now. Yeah. We're fighting at 205. I'm not worried. The weight's fine. I'm not even slightly worried about the weight.
I mean, that's only 11 pounds. You can do that. Yeah, we got plenty
of time. If I was fighting this week, I could do it.
Yeah.
So,
power versus
Shannon,
speed.
Do you have any video of me in my car? For the love of fucking God. For the love of God, Shannon. Me driving very safely.
I do. Just as a reminder, this is from several years ago, so it's a different car.
Oh, it is a different car. Yeah. It's not the Audi?
No.
Let's see. Yeah, let's get the volume on. I remember this. We were taking a romantic ride that night.
What the hell? I'm a skank shit, bitch. I'm a skank shit, bitch. Every day turned with my skank shit, bitch.
That was me on the left. I'm out. Shannon, I feel like you could have went bigger. I think you could have done like a movie scene with a car exploding.
Well,
like there's
like
just fucking.
Real ones would have been more fun.
God damn it, Shannon. Try to set her up for something.
Shannon, I thought that was an amazing pick.
I thought that was good. I was believing it.
I did. I was like, why did she get this footage?
I was like, why is it a dash cam?
Let's see. Jew JK says Lewis is fucking short in the live chat. It's true. I'm 5'6". That was it.
Nice.
That was it. All right, we're done. We got to wrap this one up. You guys are the best. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with another amazing episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.